Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. So this is about the fallout of the Gaza war in the United Kingdom. And we know that Israel's very eager to sway public opinion in the United Kingdom. Look at the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. The USA government's totally on Israel's side, whereas France got a large Muslim minority, one of the more pro-Palestinian countries in Western Europe. So that's largely a forlorn hope for Israel. Plus, the Muslim community is growing. And obviously, most Muslims feel some sororal and fraternal sentiments towards their co-religionists in Palestine. China, the public's not allowed an opinion. And Russia will go this way and that, depending on what they can do. They're completely transactional. So the only UN Security Council permanent member where public opinion is up for grabs is the United Kingdom. Obviously, I don't delude myself. The UK has not been a superpower for a very long time. It's a second-rate power. Some would say even a third-rate one. But anyway, it's not insignificant. So we know they've made huge efforts into this. Conservative Party, they got almost totally on their side. Most Conservative MPs, members of Conservative Friends of Israel. There's also Labour Friends of Israel, which is tiny. Even a Lib Dem version. I'm not sure if the SNP has some. But obviously Israel is aware that one day Labour will win an election, probably next year. So it's important to have Labour as Zionist as possible, which is not very at the moment. So the UK is only about 5% Muslim, and the Muslim community breaks heavily towards Labour for all sorts of historical reasons, but partly because they're concentrated in the metropolises, where Labour is very strong amongst non-Muslims too. It's to do with their age, typically, their socioeconomic status and other factors. But anyway, about 200 Labour councillors have expressed their disquiet over Sir Keir Starmer's stand. Sir Keir Starmer is leader of the Labour Party, therefore leader of His Majesty's most loyal opposition, and the probable Prime Minister when an election is called next year, because there's only about 13 months to go to the latest possible date. And Sir Keir was asked whether he supported the state of Israel cutting off water, electricity, gas, food, everything to Gaza. And he said that he did. Now, he's rode back on that because of the outcry. But 2.3 million Gazans could die of thirst or drinking insanitary water. That's grossly inhumane. That's a flagrant breach of international humanitarian law. I mean, Sir Keir, he was only director of the Crown Prosecution Service, so might know a thing or two about international law. David Lammy, Labour's shadow foreign secretary, himself a barrister, he pleaded, I'm not an international lawyer, when he was put on the spot about that, despite having bragged, I'm a lawyer first and a parliamentarian afterwards and things like that. And okay, it's not exactly his field, but still he knows far more about it than the average Joe. So it was a pathetic cop-out. But they're desperate to exorcise the ghost of anti-Semitism, which was thrown at them when Comrade Corbyn was leader of the Labour Party. And so Labour was castigated by pro-Israel newspapers saying anti-Semite, anti-Semite, anti-Semite. And all right, there was a grain of truth in that amongst some of the far left. But I think it was largely bogus. Okay, reasons, criticisms of Israel are not anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic to say obey international law. It's not anti-Semitic to say obey humanitarian law. It's not anti-Semitic to say obey the Geneva Convention. It is not anti-Semitic to say obey the Hague Convention. It is not anti-Semitic to say killing over 2 million Palestinian civilians through thirst is wrong, okay? Now, I don't know if any Palestinians have died through thirst or drinking dirty water so far. I hope none have, but maybe some have. The thing is, and sorry, it ought to go without saying, yes, the murder of 1,200 Israeli civilians is a crime. Likewise, kidnapping 229 people, most of them, well, almost all of them civilians, mostly Israelis. Yes, that's a crime as well. So he's wrote back and that said, well, Starmer said, no, I never said that. He never said what he did say. Anyway, there's also the Labour's guilty conscience is Jeremy Corbyn, who's still in the House of Commons, but as an independent MP. Will he stand next time in his constituency in northeast London? I think he will. Probably his former paramour, Diane Abbott, likewise. Probably both be re-elected, actually, even against a Labour candidate. But there was more trouble for the Labour Party when certain Andy MacDonald, the solicitor, is a Labour MP for Middlesbrough, and he said, we will not rest until we have justice, until all people, Israelis and Palestinians between the river and the sea, can live in peaceful liberty. Stop there, okay? That's the end of the quotation. The river being the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea. But people say, but that's Israel in between. You want to obliterate Israel? Well, he didn't say that, even impliedly, that they would both live in peaceful liberty. That might be a one-state solution, might be a two-state solution. What's wrong with peaceful liberty? Who wouldn't want that? Nobody loses with that. We're all winners if we have that. But anyway, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has said that police superintendents and so on should regard this as being something calling for the erasure of Israel and so on. And Israeli activists and many Jewish groups concur. So Ms. Braverman, I think it's Braverman, actually, she says anti-Semitism stings with her personally because her husband is Jewish, though she's actually a Buddhist herself. So what else? But the people have been chanting this a lot. And Suella Braverman saying, the display of the Palestinian colours may not be legitimate. Well, either it is or it isn't. You mean, you are the Home Secretary. You should be able to give some direction to the police on this one. Surely the display of any national flag is permissible. And yes, these are highly contentious moments. And some people would vehemently object to the display of the Israeli colours. I wouldn't object to the display of the Magan David or indeed the Palestinian national flag. Some Labour Party spokesmen, they have denounced what Mr. McDonald said. So the Labour whip has been withdrawn and they're investigating him. So John McDonald, no relation to Andy McDonald. John McDonald, who was an ally of Corbyn, another far left MP, still MP for Hayes and Harlington, and someone who's spoken up for IRA terrorism against British democracy. But anyway, he said it was unjust and obviously ludicrous what happened, and said that actually Mr. McDonald was calling for a peaceful solution. And Sir Keir, he won't go along with demand for a ceasefire, which some people are calling from, and even a Conservative MP broke ranks and we need a ceasefire now. So some people in the Labour Party are rancorously disappointed that Mr. Starmer has not demanded humanitarian aid for Gaza and an end to the bloody conflagration, which could spiral out of control and engulf the whole of the Middle East. So thank you for watching this video. And I skipped watching, I could have queued up in the cold to see Ben Shapiro mouth off on this one and deny Palestine their rights tonight, but I decided not to do so in Oxford. Oh yeah, and by the way, look at my fingernails. How about that for fingernails? Isn't that strange? Long fingernails, short fingernails, how uneven they are. I don't really think about letting some of them grow, letting some of them not grow. Very uneven fingernails, hey? Very curious. What does that say about my psychological state? Okay, so make sure you subscribe on Patreon to get thousands of articles and videos behind the paywall, and please donate with the greatest possible of liberality to me on Patreon, because I urgently need donations to allow me to go on 5-star holidays. All right. Thank you and good night, everybody.